Yo, 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 what's going on, guys? My name is Policy Q. Pow! Lo, you already know. Let's go. Welcome to the Come Up Entrepreneur, where I get to share with you guys my daily struggles and daily lessons in becoming the entrepreneur I was destined to become, and how you can too. And I was just talking to my business partner, which, by the way, what's up? Policy Q here. Pow! Lo, you already know. Let's go. The Come Up Entrepreneur. And I was just telling her, you know, we create content not for the haters. We create content for the true fans. And I think that when we lack to be vulnerable, when we're not fully vulnerable with ourselves, and we don't completely showcase our weaknesses, we don't completely showcase all of us, all of who we are, then all of a sudden, you've got to ask yourself, who are you creating content for? Are you creating content for the haters? Or are you creating content for your true fans? And at the end of the day, how you can help the people who are looking up to you or watching your videos or listening to your podcast is by showing them a side of you that's vulnerable. Because when they see that side of vulnerability, they see themselves in you. And that creates relatability with your fans. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I came up with the Come Up Entrepreneur, because I decided to let go of the ego. I decided to just show the success, you know, the quote-unquote successful entrepreneur. That came with so many external pressures, you know what I'm saying? To the point where I was afraid to showcase even where I lived, or the fact that I live in a tiny apartment, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was that silly. I was editing those scenes and those moments because I was so afraid that I'd get judged. But you know, but then you gotta come to the realization, you don't create content for your haters, you create content for the people that look up to you, man. Vulnerability is your greatest strength, but even more than a greatest strength, being vulnerable completely removes all the external pressures that come with trying to act and be something you're not. Again, thank you so much for watching another episode of the Come Up Entrepreneur. I want you guys to know that what truly defines you is not the money in your bank account. It's not the accomplishments. It's not your accolades. It's not the amount of followers you have, but the struggles and challenges that you continue to overcome, that you continue to keep plowing forward, moving forward. To me, that's what truly defines you, my friend. So again, I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this episode and listening to all the other episodes. So I also want to let you guys know, you guys can follow me on Instagram at PaoloCQ, PaoloCQ. Hit me with a follow. I have an IGTV on there that you guys can watch my daily vlogs as I build my digital agency with my business partners, one challenge at a time. You guys can also follow me on Snapchat at Paolo, PaoloCQ. And you guys can also follow me on my Facebook, which is PaoloCQ. All right. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you. Thanks a lot. You're the bomb.